This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Some of the things that happened over the weekend. I think Duke choked this game away. You're up 14 with the best player in the country.
Right.
You should lose this game. But Houston never gave up. They were relentless with their pressure and their defense. And they fought back into this game. And again, you know, you get a steal on an inbounds play, Mike. That's just a mental gaffe by Duke. And so as we were talking about, you know, how this game played out, everybody's going to talk about, you know, what Duke didn't do. And you said it. Give credit to Houston. They took the game.
I mean, and as you said, it sort of becomes, hey, did they choke? Well, a team with all of Duke's talent goes 5 minutes without scoring? You know, and then later on, blowing that lead and just watching Houston just play clutch. You know, and you talked about the inbounds and some of those things. You're like, that's something that Duke should – I mean, you know what the fun part of it was? Watching Krzyzewski just, like, slow burn. No, Shire, no. I never would have lost a game like that. Not my beloved Duke. So that was kind of fun. But that's what I believe Krzyzewski's inner voice sounds like.
It does. It does.
Oh, no. Shire, what are you doing? No. But, yeah, so, they
call
blew
a timeout.
It. But they blew it. But as we said, Houston's got veterans. They got dudes that have been there, done that, made their shots. I mean, both games were exciting. Auburn, you just felt like you kind of let them off the hook if you're Auburn with the Gators. But, Duke, I mean, that's one that's going to – that probably stings about as bad as when they lost to UConn all the way back in 99.
Wow, now you're taking me back.
Trajan Langdon bringing up the ball, turns it over.
Yeah, the Alaskan assassin, Trajan Langdon. Hey, Big O, let's hear John Shire. This is the head coach of Duke. And, by the way, I think he's really good. Duke's not going anywhere. They're going to be back. But, again, Mike talks about this. You got to grab the brass ring, man. If you got the best player in the country, you're in a chance to win the Final Four and go play tonight. And you're up that many points, 14, 9, 7, at various points in the second half, and the lead kept dwindling. Here is Shire, then I'm going to let you hear Cooper Flagg talk about what happened at the end.
I feel we were one of one in terms of the way we put this thing together. It's been a magical ride. We believed with everything we had we were going to win a championship here. And so I feel for them because they're competitive and they're going to think about plays. I didn't help them enough. And that's where my mind goes. And I couldn't be more proud of them, though. You got it. This is part of it. This is part of it, unfortunately. You know, we haven't been in a lot of those games. And we've watched a lot of game situations and practiced. And that's where I wish I could have helped them more.
Yeah, I mean, you can coach all you want and prepare. You just don't know how guys are going to react once the pressure hits and all of a sudden, turnover, three, turnover, missed shot, follow-up dunk. All of a sudden, now we're down, we were up seven, and now all of a sudden it's a two-point, one-point game. You don't know how guys are going to react, and that's what he's talking about. Like, you can prepare all you want. But everybody's like, they just need to get the ball in, and they throw it away.
No, but that's, as we know, pressure. We've seen teams like we're here in Atlanta, we know all about not being able to handle pressure. But in the case of Houston and Duke, I just thought, you know, you've got guys, as we said, that have been there, made things happen. When you look at this, at the play-by-play, you see these gaps. As we said, a team with all that talent should never go 5.5 minutes without scoring.
Well, and here's the other thing, Mike. Get the ball to Flag.
Right.
Go ahead and do your thing.
At least get him to the stripe. Let Houston foul.
Something. Like, you can't have a player like that. And, guys, I'm not overhyping him. You will see, if you're not watching, this flag kid's going to be legit in the NBA. I'm not telling you he's going to be LeBron, but he's going to be a really good damn player. And the whole point is that's why you have those guys on your team. Coaches call them bucket getters, Mike. Give the ball to your bucket getters. Let's go get a bucket. I need one. You got it? No problem. It's like the kid at Maryland. You know, give me the damn ball. You need those guys. And that's why when you go that long without a bucket, or do you credit Houston's defense and saying, hey, they just put the clamps on these guys and they weren't able to do jack.
Right on. And we mentioned earlier L.J. Crier, who had been part of the Baylor championship team.
Yes, yes.
So he knows what it's like to handle those pressure moments. You know, hits the big three. That was sort of the drive when he was down like 14, hit that big three-pointer. And that's what we talked about earlier. Seemed like the Florida three-pointers were backbreakers against Auburn, and in Houston it went the other way. But, yeah, man, and Houston also has got a combination of guys that can get inside. It's more like it's a sum of all parts. Where Cooper Flagg, it's almost like maybe Duke was too reliant on
yes,
Cooper Flagg.
Yes, on Cooper Flagg. Let's hear Flagg. He got the final shot, by the way, at least Duke's final shot. He had a chance to take the lead. I thought he got a good look. He, like, spins to the lane. It's contested. He leaves it short. Here's Flagg on that shot.
It's the play. Coached you up. Took it into the paint. Thought I got my feet set. Rose up. Left it short, obviously. But, I mean, it's a shot I'm willing to live with in the scenario. Pulling up on the rim. Trust the work that I put in.
There was a video of him, somebody I guess found it, I guess taking his frustrations out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On Titleist. He was at the Duke golf course on the practice tee. Somebody had the video of Cooper Flagg just rah, wailing on golf balls today.
It makes sense. All right, let's talk about Calvin Sampson. He's the head coach of Houston, 69 years old. It's been to three Final Fours. We talked about Houston not being able to get it done. And this is not Sampson. This is like the entire last, you know, three decades, going back to the early 80s of Phi Slam Majama, where they just not had a chance. They've been this is their seventh Final Four now for the University of Houston. Here's Sampson talking about his team, Mike.
I hear what people say. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us. Shout out to my Big 12 brother, Coach Brett Yormark, and all the great coaches in the Big 12.
Kelvin Sampson, as we said, a guy I'm kind of pulling for because I think most Georgia fans don't want to see those Lizards get a national championship, especially with that coach who dodged the Title IX investigation, which I'm still a little dubious about. But either way,
he did.
Yes, we'll be pulling for, at least I am, pulling for the Cougars tonight, and we'll see where it goes. But I think one thing for sure, we should have a great game any one of these four teams could have and certainly deserved to be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it just – the Duke thing was so hard to wrap your head around, but fun to watch.
All number one seed. Speaking of Florida, Will Clayton Jr., watch him tonight. He's been unbelievable in this tournament. Arguably the best player, I think, Mike, of all these players, including Cooper Flagg. He put 30 on you know, the other night against Auburn, and it was like you wouldn't have even known. He had 34 points, and you're like, this guy had missed a shot. Here's what he said about his big day.
I just got a bunch of guys around me that trust me, and I say it all the time, man. Them guys trust me to take those shots. You know, some nights they fall, and tonight was one of those nights.
Yeah, everything was falling. To put it in perspective, he scored 30 back-to-back games. Last guy in the NCAA tournament to do that was a guy named Larry Bird, 79. So this kid is scoring at a high clip, and he's why Florida is where they are. They win that game against Auburn 79-73. Mike, Bruce Pearl said he thought his kids looked fatigued in the second half. I don't want to make excuses, Auburn fans, but here's what your head coach said about his team in the second half of this game.
Florida credit for coming out with great effort and energy, but we did look fatigued in the second half. I thought we played great basketball in the first half. We executed everything we wanted to do, but did not take care of the ball in the second half. We turned it over too much, led to a lot of transition, and that was the difference.
Yeah, we talked about how Florida seemingly always hitting those big threes. Is it a different story if Broom is 100%?
I do. I feel they're never going to say that because they played him. Right. If he didn't play, then obviously he's hurt. But they cleared him. They didn't make a big deal of it. And then he gets in the game. It just didn't look like the dude I watched all season in the SEC.
No. And Walter Clayton Jr., you mentioned him earlier, how money he was, you know, for Florida. It was funny watching Barkley on the broadcast. Charles basically standing up the whole time, going bananas on their set down in San Antonio. But isn't it funny how you flip the courts in the second half and things somehow don't seem to drop? But Auburn, I thought, yeah, looked a little fatigued. I was more focused on Broom. I don't think their energy looked, to the naked eye, looked bad. I just thought Broom did not look like 100%.
Yeah, Florida took control. So tonight we get the championship game. Well, listen, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the women's championship, which happened yesterday. But it was a blowout. And because of that, it's not going to garner the attention that it has over the last couple of years when these games were closer. Had nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. Paige Beckers is great for UConn.
But Caitlin really moved the needle.
She did. She did. But Beckers was coming in, for those who don't remember, she was like the number one high school player coming out. And when she went to UConn, everybody said, they're going to win four in a row. That's how good Paige Beckers is. And then she got hurt. And she got hurt again. And every year it's been something. So finally, she's going to put on a ring. But, Mike, this is, you know, Gino, what is this? Is it 12th or 11th championship? Whatever it is, it's crazy.
Been a while since he's won one, so the insufferable Gino Auriemma wins another national championship.
Oh, man. So I say that to say, yes, we're aware of the women's game. I support it, but the game was a blowout. It wasn't a game. Like, starting the second half, things just got away from South Carolina. Yeah. And Don Staley's done an amazing job. But I just thought the game would be more competitive, and it wasn't.
According to – this is from SI.com. Ratings were down 64% because it was such a big one with Caitlin Clark last year. UCLA, South Carolina, Texas, UConn, all of them, averages 3.9 viewers. So down big from a number that was never going to be reached without the phenomenon that was Caitlin Clark.
And you had that rivalry going on with LSU. I mean, there was just so many things that were at play. The numbers were outrageous last year, 24 million at its peak.
Right.
Which was, you know, you're talking about the most watched game college pro since 2019 last year for the women who started the game at the same time.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.